Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth, and here with Michael P. McCarthy.
Happy to join, as always.
Yeah, it's your last time to have me, you know?
Well, for a little
person.
While. In person. You'll have to be on the... So when he's in Florida, I have him on an iPad or my laptop on Zoom in front of me.
Yes, yes. Scary thought that is, isn't it? Anyway, we're on an open show tonight, Michael. It's 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and be the guest tonight and decide what topic we're going to talk about and, you know, and direct the conversation saying, you know, if you could help me with this topic, it would be very helpful. And always keep in mind, like I say every week, that if you call in and ask a question, there's probably a few people out there listening saying, gosh, that's something I would have liked to ask. I want to hear the answer to this question. So not only do you help yourself, but you're going to help a lot of other people who don't have the chutzpah, I guess is a good way to put it, to call into a radio talk show and talk to somebody. You know, people are intimidated by that for some reason.
Yeah. The trick is to just, you're just talking to Drew and Mike. There's no one else listening.
There's no one else listening.
Actually, we check the ratings. There's no one else listening.
You know, that's what I tell our guests when they come in person in here. I always say, let's just act like you're sitting around a kitchen table and we're just having a conversation about the topic that you're a specialist in. You know, so if you call in and you just have a topic that you think is something that you want to learn a little bit extra about or get an opinion on, then, you know, you call in 410-922-6680 is the way you call and ask that question.
It's the Financial Consulate Helpline.
There you go. Well, I think they would call it the WCBM hotline, wouldn't they?
Helpline. Help.
Help. Help.
Helpline. Yeah,
when I was talking to Sean this morning, I was talking about, you know, the things to assure that you've got a true professional financial advisor. And, you know, I said, you know, ask an advisor, are you a fiduciary and you're willing to work with me in your best interest at all times? And if they say yes, then you say, well, you sign a statement to make that, you know, declaration. The second one is will you be willing not to take commissions or referral fees for anything that you recommend to me? And the last one was, can you help me on my taxes? Can you prepare my taxes? Can you review my taxes, make sure they're done the best as possible? Or will you do sophisticated tax planning with me? And that's just some of the things that you should be asking. And if your advisor can't answer yes to all three, not just one, but all three, you know, chances are you are not dealing with what we would consider a professional comprehensive advisor.
Right.
So anyway, that's the topic I was talking with Sean about this morning. You always have topics, Mikey.
I do. And I wanted to send, this is kind of a follow-up on other topics we've talked about in the past, but I'm going to start it off by saying if you are having trouble with the IRS, if you're having trouble even partially with the state of Maryland when it comes to taxes, yes, that's right. That's true. Everyone is. They are so backed up that even if you do what you're supposed to and send right the correct correspondence back that they asked for, they still may not read it before they send you yet another correspondence. Don't panic, but you got to keep responding and keep on top of it. And the thing I was going to talk about, Drew, is we taught our listeners about the pass-through entity tax for our business owners in Maryland. That if you own a business that's like an S corporation or a pass-through or partnership or pass-through entity, and you took our advice about using this new Maryland law to make estimated tax payments to Maryland to get a federal deduction, Maryland is not processing those returns yet. They are waiting for an amendment because they came out with a form after the end of the tax season.
Well, they just came out with like, I don't even know that it's finalized.
It's not out yet.
Yeah, it's not in all the tax programs. So, you know, people with pass-through entities are still waiting for Maryland to fix that. And you know, they gave you a way that you could do it earlier, like we did.
Right.
But now they're saying, and if you did that, now we want you to amend all those returns once we get this format that is, you know, et cetera. I mean, it's
right.
just... You know, and what you're talking about is a real problem, because we've had clients that have got letters that seemed really simple. It said, we can't verify that your return is yours. You need to call us. So client calls 10 times at all different times of the day. And every time they called, the answer on the phone would come, overwhelmed, too many calls, we got to hang up, call us back some other time. And so they kept calling 10 times. Finally, they reach out to me and they say, can you help me? You know, and I had to figure out how to get through to them. I did get through to them, but the person I got through to said, oh, no, we can't fix that. You got to do this. And so we learned little tricks now as to how to fix those kind of issues. But that's just one of at least 50 that we've been dealing with, where you can't even get in touch with people to try to resolve simple little issues, or where they're sending you money and you're like, well, what's this for? You know, and we can't figure out what the money's for. And, you know, it's just really bizarre things coming out of the IRS right now and the state of Maryland.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're one of those people that took advantage of that tax strategy, you had a refund coming, you probably haven't gotten it yet. They've been withholding refunds for returns that had those forms in it.
I got mine.
Oh, I didn't get mine. And a bunch of other people that I filed for did not.
They must have saw my name on it.
They saw and they said, we don't want to talk to him. He'll call.
Anyway, we're on an open show tonight. We don't have anybody online. We're going to be going to our first pause soon, but this would be a great time to call in. 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in and direct the conversation tonight. And it could be about Social Security. It could be about IRAs. It could be about your 401k. It could be about estate planning. It could be about income taxes, as we've been talking about. It could be about insurances, auto, home, life, long-term care, you know, whatever. If you've got an issue that you just like some guidance on, give us a call. 410-922-6680 is the way to call in and ask your question. But right now, I've got to go see what traffic's doing, and we're going to be right back with Money, Riches, and Wealth.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli of the Financial Consulate, saying a financial advisor must have a tax planning passion. I'm appealing only to those with a net worth of more than $5 million or with taxable income of over $400,000. You are the target for higher and higher taxes. If you're in this elite club, you can no longer afford to have a financial advisor that is not passionate to minimize taxes. I'm appealing to you with income over $400,000 or a net worth greater than $5 million because you are the target and need the financial consulate's passion to minimize income taxes and estate taxes. Call to set up your introductory meeting, 410-823-7283 or 410-823-SAVE, or online, financialconsulate.com. If your taxable income is $400,000 or more, or your net worth is over $5 million, you are the target. So call to begin your tax plan, 410-823-7283, or online, financialconsulate.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. And we're going to the phones. We got callers online, but there's plenty of lines open, 410-922-6680. If you want to call and ask a question, we're going to go to Peter in Parkville and talk about auto insurance. Peter, how can we help you?
Good afternoon, Drew. A great pleasure to speak with you.
Well, thank you. Great to be with you.
Good, good. Listen, I've had some trouble lately. My car was stolen.
No, I hate that.
Yeah, don't you? yeah. So I've been on foot now for over a month.
You didn't get a rental car from your?
No.
Why not?
No. Well, I could do without it. I was okay. I don't know.
But they're gonna give it to you. It's part of your insurance, right?
I suppose so.
Well, it definitely is.
Okay. So, but anyway, the key point is, in the interim, they have taken me off their rolls. The specific, may I name the company?
Yeah, don't matter to me.
Right. It's State Farm.
Go ahead.
And so anyway, they've dropped me off the roll, So I'm wondering at this point.
Have they paid you back for the car that got stolen?
No.
Why not?
Because I haven't gone through the motions. I want to...
Well, you know, you got to participate with them now, right?
No, of course. No, I understand. I have to present paperwork to them and so on. Police report and, you know, what it cost me to take it out of the impoundment lot and things of that nature. So,
okay.
Anyway, I will present that. Now, I'm wondering, you know, this is sort of, maybe sort of an opportunity. I wonder if you might recommend some other auto insurance company.
Well, our favorite company in Maryland is Erie Insurance, and it's always been our favorite. We've always talked about Erie.
Uh-huh.
Erie is a great company, you know, now, and if you can get insured with them, it's the company to be with them, in our opinion.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's always pockets in
yeah.
places that Erie's not going to be the competitive, like inside the Baltimore Beltway. If you're in Parkville inside the Beltway?
No, I'm in Baltimore County.
But are you inside or outside the Beltway?
Outside the Beltway.
Good. Then Erie's going to be a good choice for you.
Well, there are other factors.
There are others.
Do you have a number for them?
Well, you're just going to have to look them up. The one that we like and use often is in Bel Air, Boyd Insurance Group. So if you look up, just Google search Boyd, B-O-Y-D, Insurance Group, Todd Boyle, B-O-Y-L-E. Boyle Insurance Group. Todd's a great guy, incredibly knowledgeable and enthusiastic to do everything he can for any client that calls him and so forth. So him and his team, great group of people out there. But Erie's our go-to company. There are others that we would consider, some lesser-known ones, Hartford Mutual, Donegal. Kemper can be competitive. Encompass can be very good for certain things.
And Chubb, if you have a complicated home.
If you have a very... He lives
or
in Parkville.
Ferrari.
He's not going to be into that type of situation and so forth.
Does Boyle also do homeowners insurance?
Erie does everything. They'll do home, auto, and you should always package your policies together. You know,
right.
I don't like the big companies, you know, the Geicos, the State Farm, the Allstate, the Liberty Mutuals, the Nationwides. The more commercials they do, the more they got to make money off of you to do those types of things. So, and if you were at my show, Pay Up, a few weeks ago where we had a lawyer in who sues insurance companies on insurance claims, he actually... most of the time was talking about problems he was having with cases with State Farm. And I don't know why. And he said, you know, look, I'm not beating up on State Farm, but it just happens to be that they've been the ones that we've come in contact with the most. All right. Peter, I got to run.
Thank you very much,
Thank
Drew.
You.
Have a great afternoon.
Take care. Good call. Good question. Jim in Queenstown, how can we help you?
Hey, good afternoon. I've got a question. A general question. I've been with an investment company for quite a few years, and they're doing pretty good with me. They're charging me, I think, over like 6.5%. They started out at 5, and then they increased it. And I'm talking to my neighbor who's...
Well, let me ask you a question, Jim, real quick. Are you with a really sophisticated, like, hedge fund or something, or a private equity firm, or are you just with a regular...
I'm with Merrill Lynch.
There's no way they're charging you that much. I don't think they can.
They are charging me that much.
Well, that's Mikey.
I've never seen it.
I've never. Well, he could be talking about commissions. He could be talking about buying
that
a mutual.
It could be. I don't know enough.
Front
about
charge
it.
Commissions, 5-6%.
Or if you stacked a bunch of charges, you know, you stacked an SMA manager on.
They don't sell or too much. I'm in like semi-retirement, so it's like I'm kind of conservative. And it don't seem like they're changing or buying things too much too often.
Well, that's an extremely, if that's the fee you're paying, that is really about as high as I've ever heard unless it's
a private equity firm. So basically, my neighbor was telling me it should be roughly around 1%. And if I call them up.
The highest our firm charges anybody, we charge anybody, is 1%.
Unless they don't meet the minimum.
Well, okay, you know, but let's just put it this way. A client that we're going to take on is never charged more than 1%, And we're giving all the other comprehensive advice too: tax advice, estate advice, insurance advice, et cetera, et cetera. Where you know, most people are just charging 1% and only doing investments. You know,
I got to check. No, he doesn't do anything with my taxes. Nothing.
Yeah, well, we help people with lots of things for that 1%. All right.
I listen to you every week on the radio, so I know you do.
Well, if you need anything, let us know. And I'll come down to Queenstown and play golf with you at Queenstown.
Well, no, I'll take you out to a nice seafood restaurant. How's that?
All right, Jim, you take care. Take care. Where are we at? We're going to Rebecca in Pennsylvania. Rebecca, how can we help you?
Thank you. I was going to do stuff with my estate and give my niece and nephew, and they have like 3 kids each, and they go to Florida every year, okay? And I wanted them to travel first class. I just thought that would be a neat thing to do. Now, how do you travel from Baltimore to Florida? I just like to know.
Southwest Airlines.
Now, that's funny because that's what my aunt said. And she says there's no such thing as first class anymore.
It's somewhat true. Especially on short flights, there is some truth to that. But yes, you can still find a quote unquote first class ticket with Delta or American Airlines or something like that. But Baltimore to Jacksonville, Southwest Airlines is about as good as it gets. And if you have the early bird special, you know, you always get a listing. So you get to pick any seat on the plane. And it's a short flight. It's a hour and a half, 2 hours at the max.
Something. How much could I give my niece and nephew? Can I give them like $10,000 to $12,000, and that would not like incur any kind of problem?
No. Yeah, that's the biggest misnomer. Listen up, everyone out there listening, all 5 of you who are listening right now.
And I'm listening very clearly too.
Okay, listen up. You can give your children any amount of money you want, and it doesn't cause any implications to the child for their income taxes or anything, and it doesn't hurt you unless you are worth about $5 million or $10 million, right? Then you have to start thinking about when you're giving your children more than $15,000. You need to be talking to somebody like ourselves or your estate attorney or somebody like that. But it's the biggest misnomer that if you give your children more than $10,000 or $15,000, that all of a sudden, boom, some terrible thing starts happening with income taxes and all kinds of horrible things. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with your estate exemption amount, which is currently $11,700,000 for federal, $5 million for the state. And it has to, the gifts have to do with the lifetime transfer or at death transfer, cannot total more than that. And that's where that $15,000 number comes from.
Okay, now these are not my children.
It doesn't matter who they are. It could be anybody. It could be me if you really like me that much that you want to send me first class.
But you said the Southwestern doesn't have first class.
It doesn't need first class. You're only going for a couple hours if you're going to Jacksonville. You know, you don't need first class. You just need somebody who's going to get you there, and you're going to have a pleasant trip. And usually Southwest flights are pleasant.
You're really right about that. I didn't even think about that. How short it was. It wasn't.
Now, what you ought to do, Rebecca, is send them to Europe and then buy them a first class ticket. Now you're talking, you know, because you don't want to go to Europe unless you fly first class or business class.
Can I ask you something real quick? Does the
real
train
quick
still have first class or not?
Does who?
The train to go.
Yes, I do believe trains have different.
Yes, they do.
Very, very nice. Okay. The auto train especially has a very nice first class. So,
okay, thank
yes.
You.
All right, Rebecca, take care. All right, well, Paul, I hope you hold on. And we're on an open show tonight. 410-922-6680 is how you get in. And we're going to be right back with Money, Riches, and Wealth. So call in now, 410-922-6680.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli of the Financial Consulate, saying a financial advisor must have a tax planning passion. I'm appealing only to those with a net worth of more than $5 million or with taxable income of over $400,000. You are the target for higher and higher taxes. If you're in this elite club, you can no longer afford to have a financial advisor that is not passionate to minimize taxes. I'm appealing to you with income over $400,000 or a net worth greater than $5 million because you are the target and need the financial consulate's passion to minimize income taxes and estate taxes. Call to set up your introductory meeting, 410-823-7283 or 410-823-SAVE, or online, financialconsulate.com. If your taxable income is $400,000 or more, or your net worth is over $5 million, you are the target. So call to begin your tax plan, 410-823-7283, or online, financialconsulate.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Theme song from Back to the Future, right? I remember that. You remember the car and the music in the background? You remember that, yeah. Anyway, we're here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're on an open show. We're always on an open show. We do open shows because we like answering your questions. We like you to be the guest. We like you to direct the conversation. Because if I do a show, you know, maybe people will find it interesting, but it didn't necessarily do anything specifically for you. So by doing open shows, we do things just for you. And you can call in and ask your question, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, if you'd like us to answer your question. And I do have Paul in Silver Springs that I'm going to go to in 1 second, but I do have lines open. I'm leaving for Florida again tomorrow. I'll still be on the radio next week, but you know, do me a favor and send me on a good farewell with lots of calls and lots of questions. 410-922-6680. Paul in Silver Spring, how can we help you?
I'm not interested in a buy or sell recommendation, okay?
Well, neither am I. But go ahead.
I was recently made aware of a stock called QYLD, and which is a NASDAQ 100 covered call ETF.
Wow.
Now,
that's weird.
My question is simply, what would make that stock go up in value or down in value? Not interested in a buyer.
Well, let me just say that if it's a covered call technique, ETF, I'm assuming the whole thing about it is income, not growth.
Right, and that's the selling. Good for you.
There you go. See, Paul?
The yield is about 20%.
And I say, buy. No, I'm just kidding. you see, a covered call is where you're going in and you're saying, I'm going to sell my shares of this thing to you at a determined price in the future, and you pay me cash in advance for it. And that's where the income comes from, okay? If the security goes up a little, they make a little more money, and they, you know, and then it gets called away from them, so they get to keep the cash they were given. They get the appreciation for what they sold the call for. So let's say, I'm just going to use numbers. Let's say the thing's selling at 10 and they sell the call for 11, so they might make 10% on the appreciation, and they got to keep the cash. Okay, so you're rarely going to ever see this thing go up a lot. You're going to see more income from it. But the risk is that all of a sudden that index or whatever it is they're doing covered calls on goes down in value a lot. You're going to go down with it, but you're never going to go up a lot with it. Am I making myself clear? And really what you're counting on is strictly that income to keep coming regardless where the principal is headed on a day-to-day basis.
Okay, so if in general, this is NASDAQ example, NASDAQ 100 covered call ETF. So if the NASDAQ 100 were to be, you know, drifting down, whatever, then the stock price would also be drifting down as well. Even though
right, that is correct.
From the call, the covered call, it's still bringing income.
It's bringing income, but if it goes down by 15%, your covered call ETF is going to probably be down 12-13%. something like that. If it goes up 10-15%, your covered call might give you a little more income, but it's probably not going to be drifting up a lot. Unless they have some other strategy to try to take advantage of up markets also. And I don't know if they do, but I doubt it. It's strictly, it's usually covered calls is all about income. And I don't do them because I understand, and I should say, I've done covered calls for clients with large positions in securities that they're looking to sell, but they're not looking to sell them right this minute. Okay, so I've done that occasionally. But to just do a covered call strategy, I've never done it because your downside risk is still there with you, and you've taken the upside away because you've written that off in these covered calls. I hope I've given you enough to help you there, Paul, and I got to run.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to Justin in Columbia. Justin, how can we help you?
I've just got a general question on who should buy gold. Suppose I'm 30, I'm 50, I'm 70. What should my financial profile be like to buy gold at those
ages? Well, can I ask you a quick question? When you say gold, there's two or three or four ways that I could think of owning gold. Are you talking about gold ETFs, or are you talking about physical gold in your hand at your house?
Physical gold.
Well, you know, me personally, I don't care what age you are. I don't think you should buy physical gold unless you're a person that believes the world is coming to an end, or I should say that you believe the U.S. dollar is coming to an end, and therefore I want gold. Now, let me give you a great example where I would have bought gold for somebody if I were a Greek financial advisor 10 years ago. Okay, you say, what do you mean, Drew? Why would you buy gold for your Greek clients if you were a Greek financial advisor? Because Greece had put themselves under the euro. Greece was running the risk of going bankrupt. And if the Greek government decided, hey, we can't stay under the euro anymore, so what we're going to do is tomorrow we're going to confiscate everybody's euros in Greek banks and we're going to return to them the old Greek drachma. And immediately what would happen is the bank account values of those Greek drachmas the next day when they did that would drop in the currency markets and people would be seriously impoverished. But if they had gold in their hands, they could confiscate it up to another country, get euros or whatever, and replace their purchasing power with that gold. If you believe something like that could happen in the United States where our currency collapses dramatically, then gold and physical gold could be a good opportunity for you. But I'm not of that game. And I think physical gold is expensive to buy, more expensive to sell, very difficult to keep safe in your house. And I typically tell my clients, if you want to do it, you feel free to do it. But I'm not recommending it to you because of those different reasons. Mikey, do you have anything to add to that?
No, the only other thing that I'd add is this wouldn't be for physical gold, but for investment, you know, grade products, is that, you know, there's times when you look at industrial changes and manufacturing changes. And if the value of gold has the potential to change because, you know, from some new process, it's the number one conductor. But in the world we live in today, gold has fallen back as not the number one conductor.
No, you know, gold is just a supply and demand thing. But I'll tell you something. If they created a stable coin backed by gold, a cryptocurrency stable coin worth one U.S. dollar backed by gold, I would be very tempted.
Wouldn't you want to know who's auditing the gold chest?
Well, you know, but anyway, I hope that helped you, Justin.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. What do you say, Chris? Go for it. Jim in Ruthsburg, how can we help you?
Hey, I'm talking to my wife, and I'm trying to convince her to move to Delaware.
Okay.
What is the percentage, you know, it doesn't have to be exact, on our retirement income that will be saved?
So where's most of your income come from in retirement, Jim? Does it come from Social Security? Does it come from IRAs and pensions, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, we had, yeah. about $700,000 in IRA.
Okay.
The equity in our property is about $400,000.
Okay.
And her retirement will be about, with Social Security would be close to $80,000.
Okay.
And I just have my Social Security.
Okay, so your answer to your question is, if you moved across the line to Delaware, you're probably going to drop your property taxes by 50%, if not as much as 80%. So immediately you're saving money on your property taxes. Number two, you're going to have no sales taxes. Now, you might say, well, I can drive across to Delaware and pay no sales taxes, but that's not always that easy, you know, but you have no sales taxes once you move into Delaware. Number three, you're probably going to have about a 25% reduction in your income tax liability because Delaware's rates are about 2% less than Maryland's, and Delaware gives you a little more of a deduction if you don't have a pension plan, so you're going to get more of a deduction in Delaware also. So, you know, without doing the actual analysis, I could easily see you saving up to 25% in income taxes, as well as the property taxes, as well as the sales taxes.
Yeah, well, property tax is not that bad for me because I have a small farm.
Yeah, well, you know, if you've got that opportunity, and I'm assuming that Delaware does about the same, you know, in the agricultural tax. So if you've got a farm, then the property taxes aren't going to save you a lot, but the income taxes definitely would be about 20-25% less based on what you generally told me. All right?
Okay. Yeah, that's good news again. All right.
All right, buddy. Take care. Good question. I even know where Roosburg is now. Mm. Somebody told me it's on the Eastern Shore, not far from Centerville. But anyway, we got to go to traffic, and then we're going to come right back. Money, riches, and wealth.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli of the Financial Consulate saying a financial advisor must have a tax planning passion. I'm appealing only to those with a net worth of more than $5 million or with taxable income of over $400,000. You are the target for higher and higher taxes. If you're in this elite club, you can no longer afford to have a financial advisor that is not passionate to minimize taxes. I'm appealing to you with income over $400,000 or a net worth greater than $5 million because you are the target and need the financial consulate's passion to minimize income taxes and estate taxes. Call to set up your introductory meeting, 410-823-7283 or 410-823-SAVE or online, financialconsulate.com. If your taxable income is $400,000 or more, or your net worth is over $5 million, you are the target. So call to begin your tax plan, 410-823-7283, or online, financialconsulate.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Johnny, be good. Is that good? Johnny, be good. I got it.
Well, it's Beach Boys.
That's not the Beach Boys. It's Johnny Be Good. Don't you think? Anyway, we're going to Jim in Ellicott City. Is that Jim in Ellicott City?
Yes, hi. My wife and I have a little emergency fund. We had it invested at Vanguard, a municipal money market fund.
Okay.
That had a pretty nice interest rate until the new Federal Reserve chair zeroed out interest, and it was paying virtually nothing. So I've taken that money down to removed it. It's been sitting in a local Maryland bank checking account. I'm looking to redeploy it, and I was wondering if you might have some.
Well, what we do with emergency money, and that's what I would call what you're saying that this was kind of like your emergency money. It's just sitting there. No, you're just investing it?
I don't want to invest it. I want to put it in, like, say there are some online banks where you can have a checking account. They're paying maybe.
Right. Well, that's what we recommend is online banks. Ally Bank, Capital 360 Performance Savings, Marcus Bank.
But you normally don't get a checking account with it, and you'll get some sort of number of withdrawals per month. Like My American Express, I believe, is for?
What we usually do, though, is we just put an ACH link back to our checking account. So I have Capital One 360 Performance Savings, and I have a ACH link right back to my Schwab Investor checking account. And anytime I need money, I just, boom, pop it into my Schwab Investor checking account. Anytime I have too much, I go, poop, right back to the Performance Savings account, and I get 0.5% or something in that ballpark.
Yeah, the Capital 360, that was a performance savings.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Each one might have two or three different kind, but you know, Capital One is performance savings. But I think Ally, ALLY, or Marcus Bank might be yielding more, and there might be one out there yielding 0.6% if you looked, if you were interested. But, you know, I don't always shoot for the highest. I want one that's convenient, and they've done a good job with it. So.
Yeah, several of my friends have Ally Bank, and they tell me that they've been very happy with it.
Ally's great, you know? All right, buddy?
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Take care. Good question. John, on the Eastern Shore.
There we go.
There you go. Go for it, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Quick question. I live in Maryland.
Yep.
My parents live in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
They have a living trust.
Okay.
Okay. My mother has passed in 2019. My father is still alive, 91.
Okay.
My main concern is once he passes.
Right.
Is the tax ramifications PA versus Maryland? Am I paying double state or?
Well, you see the way, and as I explained this to somebody earlier today that it called me, and when somebody passes away, it's the laws of the state they passed away in that dictate whether there's taxes, not the state of somebody who's the beneficiary receiving those assets, okay? So your father dies in Pennsylvania. That's a problem because Pennsylvania has a 4.5% inheritance tax on all children on pretty much the unlimited amount of money that you're going to receive from them.
Now, even though I might be on certain CDs, beneficiary joint ownerships, and various and power of attorney stuff like that, and I know I'm not on the house.
It doesn't matter unless you can prove that it was your money. Then you're right. So, in other words, if you and your father put $10,000 each in an account, $20,000, you put your names on it jointly, you could argue that I only owe you money on his $10,000, not on my $10,000. But if dad put all the money in and he put your name on as a convenience, Pennsylvania can argue that they get 4.5% on all of it. Beneficiary designations, definitely they'll get their 4.5% on. And, you know, it's something that you have to think about and talk about up there in Pennsylvania with a good estate attorney.
Well, holy smoke. Okay.
My mother lives up there, too, so I understand the issue. And
yeah, even the sale of the house.
And then you're going to owe for everything that passes to you, whether it's from beneficiary designation or whatever, is going to be 4.5% before it gets to you guys. All right?
Wow. Okay. Thank you, sir.
I don't know if you're thanking me after a bearer of bad news. I'm going to Beverly in Severna Park. Beverly, how can I help you?
Thank you, Drew. I'm calling to ask you if I need to report an insurance settlement to the state of Maryland because I've received medical assistance.
You received medical assistance from what?
For medical bills.
Okay. No.
I'm not on Social Security, and I don't have long-term care.
No, you know, I mean, so Maryland helped you pay some of those bills?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's not taxable to you.
It's not taxable, but do I report it to them as an asset?
Okay, so you're talking about if Maryland...
Qualification for the Maryland
You mean assistance. For the qualification?
Yes.
Okay, so... any assets that you have in a bank account or something, you will have to report. And if they put you over the limit, then you would lose your benefits.
Okay.
So you got to be careful about that. You know, you always have to be careful if you're getting government assistance, be it. And the state has different rules than the Fed. But then again, sometimes the state is merely appropriating the federal laws. So you have to understand which laws are you under and what are the guidelines. But there's always a thing called an ABLE account. If you're medically disabled, there's a thing called an ABLE account that you can put money into and still remain qualified for government assistance.
Okay.
So if you always have, if you ever have extra money and it could disqualify you, you should find out about an ABLE account, put it into the ABLE account, and you may become qualified again.
Okay. Is the ABLE account only if you're disabled?
Yeah, you'd have to be medically disabled. If you're not medically disabled, then you wouldn't be able to use the if you're just in need of government assistance, that's a different creature, different story. And you got to be careful not to have too much money. And you never want to let parents leave money to you or something of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Thank you.
All right. Good question. We're going to go to Sam. Let's see if we can get to him. Sam, how can we help you?
Hey, Drew. Nice to talk to you.
Good talking to you. What's up, buddy?
Here's the thing. A while back, I had trouble with something, and I needed to put all my stuff in a trust.
Okay.
A friend of mine recommended a lawyer, but he was a real estate lawyer.
Okay.
In Rockville or somewhere. And I can't find my paperwork because I'm with Capital One and I have three or four accounts. And I wanted the 360 account added on to the rest. And they never did it.
Huh.
I had the trust for the three accounts that I had in there prior. The 360 came up and I didn't know that they didn't automatically put it on. I can't find my paperwork, and I can't find a lawyer.
Huh.
And I called Wills, and Wills don't have records of that.
Huh.
That's a big.
Yeah.
Do you don't have any of the tax ID of the trust?
No, I don't.
Do you get any paperwork from them?
I did. I've been living in out of boxes.
Okay. You know, you usually can call Capital One and give him your Social Security number, but if he has a trust,
do you know who the trustee is?
ID number.
Yeah, I don't have the trust ID number, but they won't give me any information. They won't do it.
Who's the trustee of that trust?
I am.
You're your own trustee.
So they should be able to, if you say, hey, I'm the trustee of a trust that's with you, here's my Social Security number, I would think they could look it up by the trustee's Social Security number.
Yeah, and they could just ask them questions. Yeah, well, that's going to be interesting. You know, I wish I had a better answer for you, but I don't know the situation well enough to be able to answer.
I want to come with you, and I've been trying for months, and I got all this paperwork, and it scared me away.
Yeah.
I need to talk to you, so I'm going to call you.
All right. You take care. Good question. I wish I could help them better right now, you know, but right now, we've got to go, Mikey. So this is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.